Okay. Okay. All right, everyone, we're ready to start the Yorkville Parks and Rec meeting. It is Thursday, November 18th, and it is 6:24 p.m. Thank you, everyone, for coming in. I will go ahead and take roll call. Dan Lane.
Here.
Gene Wilberg.
Here.
Sash Demanovic.
Here.
Rusty Hyatt.
Here.
Kelly Diedrich is not here, and Amy Sesich present. We have a quorum. Introduction of guests, city officials and staff, Director of Parks and Recreation, Tim Evans, Superintendent of Parks is here, Scott Sleaser, Superintendent of Recreation, Shay Remus, and City Council Liaison to Park Board is Ken Koch. And we also have our new reporter from The Record, Mark Foster, right?
Hi, everybody.
So he's here as well.
Hi, Mark. Wish you were here on time.
He was early.
Somebody could learn from Mark.
I'm going to say it's 4:30.
Oh, no. I don't see any public, so we have no public comment unless if you guys want to make a public comment. Presentations, we have none, Tim. Approval of minutes. Can I get a motion for the approval of the August 5th, 2021 minutes? Motion by Dan Lane.
I'll second that.
Second by Gene Wilberg. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Bills list review, August, November 2021. Anything to specifically take a look at, Tim?
Not specific. I mean, most of that's going to be hometown days. Yeah. It's hometown days, fall sports,
right.
Preschool starting. So there's going to be a lot of bills related to those three things.
How did we do on hometown days? I know we talked about this a little bit.
It'll be between. It'll be a profit. It'll be between $15,000 and $20,000. So it was one of our better overall years.
Do you think that's because people were like, finally we get to get out, and the weather was cooperating?
Yes.
Okay.
Weather's huge.
The weather was huge. There was no doubt. I think when we talked to the carnival people, what they saw all summer was huge ticket sales compared to previous years. Like.
Huge.
Like the highest we've ever done was like 55,000 for a weekend, and we went 75,000 this year in ticket sales.
Oh,
yeah.
So I don't expect that to sustain year after year. I think
it could have been better because I'll see when their stuff.
They have that same night.
And there was some of that too that probably hurt us, especially I think on Saturday night. That was when they had their big band.
Yep.
Their national act.
Yeah.
That probably hurt us a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember seeing that and I was like, oh man.
That's just.
The only way I ever happen again, I'll take care of it.
Please.
I was born and raised in us.
It was.
Get on it.
It's. I mean, we're definitely clicking on a lot of cylinders when it comes to, Thursday we have the thing with senior services with the barbecue fundraiser. They had a huge crowd there that year. With the Christian band with Cross Church, we're getting great turnouts on Friday nights.
Good.
For us, our ticket sales just go through the roof on that night. And it's just great to appeal to a different group of people.
Yeah.
And working with Cross has been great. That's allowed us to have that partnership where last year and this year we can't get in the school gyms. We're able to lease off for a basketball program. And a lot of that I think has to do with we build that relationship over the years by working with them on bringing in Christian rock bands on Friday night. That builds that relationship with the church that now we can use their gym to provide at least some kind of a basketball season. So that's been great. The thing Shay's added with the kids' activities on Saturday, having the different meet and greets and stuff like that has brought out just huge crowds.
Oh, good.
And then just with all the things that we have going on. So I think we're still looking at adding some new things, keep tweaking it to try to make sure it can stay filled the whole time that we're running. This year was a really good year. Carnival sales were through the roof. But it's something I don't know I would want to count on that number year after year just because I think it was a lot of pent-up demand that come out. But we've definitely seen over the last 4 or 5 years a complete switch in where the festival was really driven by alcohol sales. It's really driven now by carnival ticket sales, more than alcohol sales.
Was this a new carnival that we used though? How did they do? The company
4 or 5 years ago, we started to build a relationship with them, and they're an outstanding carnival.
Okay, great.
I mean, it's
because that's the one thing I heard was everybody was so excited about our carnival, and I was like, geez, are they new?
They're really good.
Or was it just everybody was so excited to be out?
From everything you go around,
clean professionalism,
very very clean. All the food areas, all
good.
The food. things that they have, the carnival, they're well-run, well-organized, they're great to work with, well-maintained. Just talking to the fire departments, you know, it's they know going through it, it's a safe carnival, and they stay on top of stuff.
Yeah.
So we're lucky to have a relationship with them.
Got another contract.
Yeah,
so.
And as we as our sales keep going up, they're going to want to stick with us.
Yep.
You know, because, I mean, I think they see Yorkville, you know, over the years continuing to grow, but they're going to want to stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was...
I'll have to get the name for you, because the the gal that's the president of the board over in the Kendall County Fairgrounds, she couldn't get any carnival to come out by them. And I was like, I'll get you the name of ours, and then totally forgot about it. And then she's like, we can't do it anyway, but I told her I would get it for next year. That's what I said.
Sure.
They probably do it years in advance.
Yeah, once you give up a weekend with a carnival, it's hard getting
it. You don't get it back.
You got to work a relationship, because they go all over, and they have set weekends and set places.
First
weekend,
you
let them go, you aren't getting them back.
Yep.
Well, I think this would be a totally new company for them if they, depending on what they could afford or whatever. So.
Yeah.
All right.
But overall, all the festivals went really well this year.
Yeah.
And we had strong numbers across the board when it came to the festivals and things like that. So.
Yeah. Any questions on that, you guys? Okay. Budget report June through September 2021.
You know, we're still a little bit down. I mean, overall, the budget's fine. I mean, we monitor it on a weekly, monthly basis. We're still a little bit down when it comes to some of our revenues. Just we're not running at full speed. We're still in a kind of a COVID world. We still have to follow local state guidelines, restrictions. So there are certain programs not being able to get into the school gyms with like summer basketball, things of that nature. So our numbers are down. We're monitoring. We're adjusting our expenses as needed.
What does Bart say about it? They all know, city council wise? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think they trust after the years that we've been monitoring the budget that we're going to manage things. I mean, even in the middle of the pandemic last year, we turned in a budget better than what was budgeted. So we will monitor that all year and make adjustments as needed. So it won't be an issue if I go to them and say, hey, I'm $100,000 off, then it's a problem. Until then, I mean, I think, you know, they know we're going to adjust things and stuff like that. I've made them aware that there are some revenue things that are just going to be a shortfall. We just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And we really, when you look at it, we didn't get started until really June. I mean, January through this year, we were still, the basketball league, we have 500 to 600 kids. We did 150, 200. That's going to be the same even this year. We didn't get to run the summer basketball. There's a lot of little all-star sports classes, indoor classes, we're still not able to do.
Sure.
That we'll be able to do in the future, hopefully.
Okay.
But, preschool's back up to somewhat normal numbers as they were before.
Yeah.
So that's good to see. But we're running still from a staffing thing. A lot of the issues we're seeing everywhere else in society of just finding people.
Isn't that been weird? It's like the weirdest thing this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unprecedented that the way people are like, nope, I'm not taking that job. It's not what I want. And it's like, wow, okay.
So we're facing the same issues. Concession stands, we're facing a lot of the same issues and stuff like that. Not just staffing them. And then just being careful with kids, how they're serving and how they're doing that type of thing. So, but overall, the budget is in good shape. Like I said, we monitor it every week, every month, and then we adjust as we need it.
Okay.
So it's doing fine right now.
Anybody else have questions?
What happened to our preschool teacher? Do we hire another one?
Which one?
Shay's like, please don't talk about it.
So we did have one teacher that...
Well, we met her at the last year, right? Was that one too? Or
no,
full-time
is fine. We had a permanent part-time one that someone else stole from us.
More money?
More money, full-time, benefits, things of that nature. So there wasn't much we could do.
But you're not bitter.
We scrambled. We have a solution right now. And we're trying to fill it. So... it's definitely, as everywhere you're seeing it, it is definitely an issue out there when it comes to part-time staff.
Well, like Shay said, especially people that can work with kids, that pass the background check, that do,
that want to deal with the risk, want to deal with the hurdles of everything going through it. I mean, it's a busy
Hopefully
day.
This will, these mitigations
the
will be gone soon.
What people went for? What did you offer her or somebody else?
They never even got that far.
No, it was like, what could it?
I mean, it was kind of like, it was like, there's not much you can do. So
there was not wiggle room.
What is her salary?
Our salary.
For part-time?
What do you pay for the part-time?
I mean, it's anywhere from $12 to $15 an hour. Some of them are making some more depending on how long they've been here.
You can make more at Walgreens.
So.
Yeah. That's the reality. You're right.
What?
That's the reality.
It's the reality.
We have the same issue at the county.
The problem is people want affordable preschool and they scoff at it. So like for every hour, so even if you bump it up for every hour and I'm paying these guys like, you know, sometimes 40, 50 hours every 2 weeks.
Right.
It's just for 9 months straight. It adds up.
You can't do it.
I mean, that's our biggest expense.
But you gotta get a quality person.
So we're working on it.
Okay.
We have a solution right now. We've got.
But our preschool is full, right?
It's full.
Over 100 kids. Right? Yes. I mean, we have.
And you're managing with the staff that we have.
Yes.
Okay.
We are.
We always figure something out.
Okay.
All right.
If you need me to come in and volunteer, I will.
Oh, hey, what are you doing?
I'll give you a shirt if you need.
I would. If I don't have to bring them home, I'm perfectly happy to do that.
I've got options for you.
We'll come in and sit down. We'll draw. I will draw with them.
Yeah, what you wish for.
Yeah.
I used to be a preschool teacher. I am not lying. They called me Miss Amy.
Hey, Miss Amy.
And I would let them braid my hair. Now, this was like 23 years ago, so don't get excited.
It's okay.
But yeah.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's like, okay. All right, moving on. Wait. Old business. Can we talk about some of the stuff in the old business that I had emailed you about?
Sure.
We should probably
do an additional business because it's not really listed on the agenda.
For old business? We can't just discuss it?
We can just do an additional.
Oh, okay.
You're the president.
I am the president.
However you want.
Man, I will never, ever get to hear that ever again on anything else.
Yeah, so it's on there.
Old business is right there. I know. That's why I'm saying.
Well, we don't have an agenda item.
Okay,
that's fine. We'll go under additional business. All right, new business, FY22 capital budget.
So I did email all the park board members. It's been a real struggle for Scott and I to find trucks staff, just finding trucks. So we were able to at the last second. It really came in like on a Monday, and you had to have the city council packet went out on a Thursday. And even Scott and I, Friday at 8 o'clock at night, we finally got the final quote, and we're typing up a memo to get it out to city council. So we didn't have time to bring it back to the board. But it was a part of the original discussion we had back over the summer on capital budgets. It was in there.
Yeah.
But we were able to find 4 parks trucks. That we were able to get ordered through a national.
I'll believe it when I see the trucks rolling.
So, but it's been approved.
The county, we've ordered last year, and we'll probably get the ones that we ordered this year at the same time.
Sure.
Because they're telling us 30 weeks.
Yeah. So we're not expecting
bizarre.
Time soon, but we wanted to get them in.
We totaled 8 of them all together.
Yeah, between
4 and 4.
Yeah, between parks and public works.
Yeah.
So we did order the 4 trucks.
Yeah. I got nothing to say about that.
So they were a little bit slightly higher than what we originally anticipated.
Was it $44,000 a piece? Is that what they were? I was looking at there. Is that 44?
That's all right. It's
about $40,000 each. One of them was like.
One I had to pull out.
One was 70.
One was closer to mid 60s.
Really?
That's a good price nowadays. I'm telling you.
You didn't buy them used?
Really? Trust me. They're going.
Yeah.
Windows
we
10
got
plus.
Used ones.
That was so, used for 60?
No, those are new.
Okay.
That's brand new. We wouldn't buy you.
We did. So I did update the budget just so everyone sees, because there are some purchases that will happen, such as we're looking at the steel safety barricades. I did put a picture of them in the packet.
Yeah, I saw
that. If you go down to Riverfront, they're up right now for the parade tomorrow.
Yeah.
These are something we're going to use at Hometown Days, other festivals. They're real easy to move around. And we were able to actually get through the Illinois Public Risk Fund. $3,000 grant, so a portion of that will be paid from the grant, and the rest of it will come out of the
capital. Where are you storing them over here, then?
We'll store them in the back lot. It's going to make setting up Hometown Days much faster.
Oh, gosh.
And other events.
Yeah.
And we'll use them a lot, yeah.
What time does that parade start?
6:30 tomorrow.
God, it's going to be cold.
We're just tired.
But otherwise,
like
I did want to update it just so everyone knows, and then just an update on the parks trucks. We did get that in there. We're still waiting on 2 playgrounds that we did purchase back in May, June. So those haven't arrived yet.
I think we're going to get them before the end of the year.
So hopefully we'll have them in the spring.
They don't have like a time frame?
They're the same thing as getting steel and getting plastic. They're the same. It used to be where you could get stuff. So we have a bench that we ordered to honor one of our former aldermen.
Yeah.
Backward. We've never had a problem getting a bench.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I just wanted to give everyone an update on that. So on this, if there's some future purchases, we'll let you know, but it's listed on there.
And those were the only ones that changed. So as of now, this will leave that $11,000 to be used.
For unexpected expenses, or we'll see how the rest of the year goes. I mean, we're just seeing like Eric, the public works director, bought a new truck a couple months ago, or the thing that burnt.
Oh, the sweeper burnt.
Yeah. Sweeper.
But I think it's coming in now. The price changed even after they ordered it a little bit. So, I mean, we just want to make sure we have some funds in there in case any of these other things come in higher than we expected.
Well, by the time you budget them, in the reality, you just don't know if you have a contingency fund right now just because stuff changes so quickly.
Yeah. All right. Grand Reserve Pickleball Court proposal.
So this is one of the things. This is something we talked about on future things of installing. So we had some money in the Grand Reserve account. We discussed this at a previous with the land cash with the new incentive agreement over there. So Scott and I have been working on where in Grand Reserve we could do this. As I explained in the memo, Scott and his staff resurfaced all the basketball courts this year.
All except the one that Rice, because we were waiting to get the hoop up.
And so through that experience, it gave us, I think, the confidence to be able to say we could install this ourselves.
Oh.
So we did come up with...
We'll see.
I know. How big is it then? Is it the size of a tennis court or a basketball court?
How many courts did you make? You're going to make two. All right. You're going to have at least two. Because once
I think it's roughly 60 by 80, Amy. For
okay.
Two courts.
Is there room for more?
So the what we proposed in there is probably not exactly where it's going to go.
Right.
We are still communicating with the school district.
Whatever happened to the thing? I know because you got the money from there, but whatever happened to on Van Allen?
I don't think that's out of the question, Dan. I think.
And I thought that was going to be like a senior citizen thing.
Well,
the issue is the money.
Right. I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
From Grand Reserve
that's
has to stay in Grand Reserve.
Right. If
we want to get a pickleball court in at this time, this is really it has to go somewhere in Grand Reserve because that's where the funds are coming from.
Right.
So. This is one of the options that we looked at. We are still, because it's next to the school, we are still working with the school district. I know they have some concerns about, especially during school days, of where it's located at, is of having non-school people driving in there during school days. So we may move that a little bit down the road so it would just stay closer to the street parking.
Well, all I'm saying is I think, you know, the pickleball courts I've been to, there's at least four. Now, I know what you're saying in Montgomery there, that if you've seen the ones in Montgomery, they're very, very nice. There are four. Because I'm telling you, once this gets going, you're going to have people waiting. And you don't want to have people fighting or hogging or... Trust me, there's
It's that exciting?
No, I mean,
I'm really asking because I've
never played.
Do you
know what pickleball is?
I've seen it on YouTube.
It's intense.
Yeah.
Once you get there, it's some people to see you see that... It's
Could
the number
you put,
one game that seniors play. They've been out to the villages. They got pickleball courts all over the place. I was on a cruise. They had four pickleball courts on a cruise ship.
So far north and south.
And seniors play this?
Pardon me?
Seniors play this?
Ex-ball just
If you know what it is,
people of all ages do.
All ages, kids play it.
Yeah, we play it in PE.
Kids play it, exactly. Some of the schools, the high schools and the elementary schools, if they have pickleball.
When you watch competitive pickleball, they have
on television.
I feel really deprived because I literally never... I did. I saw it play, but I've never played it.
But I would say, Dan, we have the money in hand to do two courts.
Right.
Yeah,
I have no problem with that.
If we were going to add, my personal opinion is I would rather add two courts somewhere else.
Okay, that's
not because
like next to Beecher, I thought that's what we were really
Beecher
looking at.
or Van Emmet, like we've talked, or a place like that, because it's a long way to Grand Reserve
for
a lot of your
people on the south side.
So I think it'd be nice to get, you know,
Good
I
point.
Think we definitely have an eye on wanting to do others, but I think I would rather do two
to start
and
there,
two
to
somewhere
start
else.
There, right? That's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's my opinion.
Does that make you happy?
You know, it's not making me happy. It's making the seniors happy.
Well,
I mean, you know, you do it. How was your pickleball course by you?
What?
Sash.
You're bad.
You mean in St. Charles?
Yes.
He's not old enough to play.
He's not there in Brookfield. How many pickleball courts are in Brookfield?
In Brookfield, we don't have any right now.
Right.
In St. Charles,
do you get a lot of people asking?
Quite a few.
Probably 8 or 10.
And they needed them. I mean, what I
eight or ten? Wow.
People are waiting.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, they're waiting to play.
It's like a phenomenon they've never encountered.
One or two courts. That's not enough.
Yeah,
it's like, when are you getting off? I have four people here. When are you going to get off?
I'm really depressed.
Game take.
Depends how
it's like tennis. I mean, it's a
version. It is very popular.
Four people at one time. Or two play two. But that's kind of.
It is very popular.
What about that bridge behind the bridge number? When you first pull the bridge.
There's a lot of places we could do them, but it's funding is what
there
we need.
There are two issues
there.
One.
So we have the money in hand right now to do grand design.
I don't know, parking is a good thing, and I'd like to keep that available.
But then what are we going to do with the park over there on the island?
When can we put it in?
Yeah, because it's not going to be ballpark anymore, right?
Oh, as soon as you guys say, let's do it, I think.
That's
you don't do it in the winter, right? You do it spring.
It depends. I mean, we could do some of the.
It could be anything.
Some of the excavation.
The issue is we don't have the money,
right,
to put this anywhere else except in Grand Mesa.
No, I understand.
Right now.
I understand.
That's some in the future.
That is a start that I would appreciate.
Yeah, and getting the two is what we can afford right now.
That would be a good thing for the paper to put that on that too. So,
Mark really likes pickleball.
P-I-C-K-L-E.
But what Tim is saying is we're looking at some other sites in Grand Reserve that might, you know, be a better alternative based on what the school, what we're
right.
Doing.
Well,
so other than this spot, where else would you put it?
Well, we might just move the location in that park, or if you look over at
Rosewood. So you wouldn't do it over here by the other one, or you don't want it too close?
Correct. Or if you go over to Rotary Park, which is where we have our zip line,
right.
You know, there may be space to put it over there. You know,
down here or up here? I never know how I'm looking
south,
at it.
I think it's south, Amy. I think southeast, I'm going to, or southwest,
Rotary's,
I'm going to guess.
Rotary's like on Bristol Ridge.
That does have off-street parking at Rotary, which is a little bit more of a benefit.
Oh, that seems like, yeah.
The issue is that park has a lot going on. It has a baseball field that's also
and there's nothing out
there. Our youth soccer football group going on. It has a mini skate park. It has a lot going on there.
Could you put in a small parking lot, like off to the side, or?
Not for that price, we couldn't, no. Because now you're talking, that's going to cost as much as the court.
The other option is.
If we do it?
Yeah, I mean, you got to pave it and pour curb, and it adds a lot of cost. But if we can move it and use on-road parking, that's what, you know.
Like where the playground is right now, you can just move it to the east. In between, there's the path.
Yeah.
There's an open grass space before the houses. You could put it right there, and then it's on off-street parking.
Right, and that is a wide enough road to have off-street parking to where it's still, you could do
so
parking.
So that's an option. So, I mean, we were just looking at things. I think, you know, this still obviously needs to go to City Council for approval for us to spend anything over $20,000. But.
Well, I think we all here want to do it. So,
yeah. So I guess it was like we want to get moving because we're seeing how long it's taking to get the product and things to actually make this happen. So we wanted to at least bring it here. Like I said, we're still working with the school district with it being close to school to make sure they're comfortable with it, or we put it in another location in Grand Reserve.
Right.
But I at least wanted to get to know that we have been working on this and that
everyone
here is on board. We want to move forward with this. And
yeah, we've been talking about this for a couple of
years.
So,
yeah, I know this was on one of the high list of things to do.
Does pickleball require some sort of supervision or scheduling?
No.
Or
scheduling.
It's like a tennis court.
It's a tennis court.
Just go there.
So on a tennis court.
There's etiquette.
It's the size of a badminton court.
There's a lot of park districts will take their tennis courts and flip them.
Yeah, they'll flip them over to
a pickleball court.
And what about tournaments? Are there typically tournaments? And if so, who organizes those?
I don't know, but I saw a tournament on television. Was it
yes, there are tournaments. You know, doing two courts would be tough to do a tournament.
No, you don't.
That's where you'd want to have six or eight.
Yeah, and some of them have indoors. They'll have a big, you know, they'll have an indoor big facility, and they'll have maybe 20 courts.
We have a park district.
This is just to get the ball rolling.
Right.
We just want to make sure everybody knows what's going on.
Do we need to take a vote or anything, or are you guys just going to move it to City Council?
If everyone's good with it, we're just going to move it on to City Council. I'll try to put on their December 14th agenda.
You know, if the discussion ever gets contentious and we're looking to shave a few bucks off of this, please stick to our guns on the fencing part. If it's an outdoor court.
You have to have the fencing.
Yes.
Don't drop the fencing.
No, you have to
You play off the
Some places
fence.
Have.
No, it's just like tennis.
Oh, really? So the ball would just run out?
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
From a safety standpoint, you got to have the fence.
See, it's a combination of table tennis / real tennis.
Well, it's got
it's a bigger
start out with the table tennis.
I think we should have like a presentation.
It's a wooden paddle and like a wiffle ball.
Right. Yeah. You take it, and
it's a lower net.
And
get Dan to play for us.
Again, I wanted to. Why is it called pickleball?
That's what I was going to ask.
That's right. The guy did it. In his driveway. He said his kids were there, he put up a little net, you know, and they're playing with a whipple ball, but the ball was like, there was nothing around it. Going on the grass and going down the street, their dog was named Pickle. And Pickle would get the ball and bring it back.
Oh my goodness. Yep. And what year was this, do we know? Like 70s, 80s? 20s?
I'll come across it today. No, I don't know what. Probably in the 80s or 70s.
Maybe Mark will know. Do some research for the story.
Yeah, I mean, we are going to build this in-house. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to afford to do this.
This is the only way we can do it.
Why? How much is it?
It's $150,000 to do, but if you hired somebody, it'd be a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Okay.
Well,
1965.
But just everyone's in agreement to move this forward to city council?
Yeah, you don't want to have a vote on it, so. Okay. Well, we can do a voice vote. Let's get a motion and a second to approve the Grand Reserve Pickleball Court proposal.
I'll make that motion.
Dan?
Yes, pickleball at Grand Reserve.
Rusty seconds the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, so you got it passed.
I'd like to mention one more thing. I know this is one thing I've been harping on too for a long time, and I was in, I was going to Lombard the other day. Not Lombard. Oh, where the hell was it? And I'm getting over, okay?
I know.
I'm driving all over the
place. Move it along.
Lamont. And again, a lot of these parks and the bigger parks have got ice rinks. You ever see the ones that are
already
there?
Oh, we're going back to this.
That you can...
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Are you talking like
real
ice?
That can be used also in the summertime for roller hockey and things like that. I know that's relatively expensive, but I'm just saying, a lot of these districts now are having that facility that's out there. And in the wintertime, they fill it with ice with water, and then they use it in the summertime for like other hockey things like that. I think that's something we have to look at. I know that's a little expensive, but I think that's something that our community needs for the kids. I think just as much as I was that behind the skate park? I'll go with that. But this is more of a team type of thing. A lot of people like hockey. I'm not a hockey guy. I'm not a Blackhawk guy. But a lot of people like hockey. A lot of people like, I mean, really. There's a silent majority. What happened in Sandwich? Didn't it happen in Sandwich where they had their own little...
Well, that's just a temporary one they put up in the wintertime and filled with water like we had. It was larger.
And it comes down.
But that had, the one in Sandwich had, no, plate. Was it plate or Sandwich?
Sandwich.
Had the, but that had sides and everything on it.
It was a pretty big...
It has some boards, yes.
No, but the one I saw looked
expensive.
Like an ice rink.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it had
it's the same system we have. It's just ours is smaller, theirs is larger.
But the one we had over at the river?
Yes, they bought the plastic boards. We cut our own boards.
Yeah, but how big was ours at the river?
Yes, theirs is larger.
I'm not trying. Yeah, theirs is a lot larger. But I think that was done privately too. I heard.
No,
I don't know the details. I know the park district was.
They did have a group of people that shoveled it.
I thought it was a group of people that.
All right. So anything more on the pickleball, or that? That's it.
Well, that's not all pickleball.
I know, but we're trying to stick
my
to the agenda.
Comment, kudos to Dan for standing behind this and continuing to push.
Oh my gosh.
You know, he's not the most popular guy in pickleball. No one's heard of it, but now look, we're going to become. I'm serious.
I appreciate that because that's really, if you pay attention to other places, you're not just sitting here in Yardville.
I know, that's
the
you've
been
around
there,
then. That's there. And you know, are we still 1947 or are we trying to see what the future needs? And one of the people, a lot of people in this area here who are senior citizens, there's nothing for them.
I would say this, that as a park and rec staff, we are aware of what's out there. The issue is our budget.
No, I understand. But
I mean, at the end of the day, I can bring you a list as long as my arm of things we'd like to have.
I'm not upset about it.
It's not real.
These are things that I see and I talk to people.
We're trying to do things, but we have a...
You're limited budget.
We're right now, we have to replace 2-3 playgrounds a year.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
We're responsible for these playgrounds that all already been installed. Every time you install something new, like a pickleball court, we're taking on that responsibility of future maintenance of it.
Right.
We only have the funds that the city gives us.
Well, then again, I think the city has to understand
Yeah, maybe we need more funds for things like that.
So
we're a growing city. I came out of there with 16,000 people, and now there's 21,000 people. Almost 22,000.
Yeah.
So you see what I'm saying? I think maybe we need more funds. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, every department.
Ken's the one to talk to.
No, I'm putting the budget. That's all.
I know.
So
well, to that point, I mean, I'll just say that. You know, there's a reason we resurfaced our basketball courts.
I mean,
it's because we couldn't afford to have a company do it.
Correct. I understand.
So,
but you need the facilities to even bring people here.
Correct, but you need to have the budget behind it and the manpower.
Well, the budget's got
to
come with
and then be able to maintain what you have. Yeah.
Asking for it and give them reasons why.
There was an article on South Elgin, just in the Chicago Tribune, that talked about the problem they're having with funding playground rebuilds. Just like we are,
sure.
Where they're not getting the funding they need, and they have 20 playgrounds that have to be replaced.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
It's a very real, I mean, in fact, I think they might be going out to bid for the tune of $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is.
But is that a park district, though, isn't it?
Because it's a safety issue.
It's a department like us.
It's not a park district per se?
Correct.
No, no,
So it's definitely down. It's on our radar.
No, I understand. I'm not upset at anything.
No, I agree with you, Dan.
There's definitely issues we need to address.
I feel there's a need. That's all I'm trying
for
to
sure.
say. You know.
There is definitely a need.
Okay, if we can take baby steps, like add a pickleball court here, add something else down the road, we can keep growing this.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah, land cash really helps too. So, all right, let's go ahead and move on. City school partnership update.
So I'm hoping the next meeting will have a lot more details when it comes to preschool option. Those are moving in a really good direction of building a partnership with them on that. But we've started to kind of venture off into other partnerships, so it's been great. So I think I emailed everyone the concrete project Scott did with the school district a month or so ago, to where we went over and assisted their staff in putting in a portion of a sidewalk over at Circle Center. So. We're continuing to develop that partnership, and like I said, I hope in the January meeting we will have some more concrete details to present to the board and the city council on being able to hopefully locate a preschool within the school district.
Good.
So
good job.
The discussions we've had have gone well, and like I said, I was hoping to have more here tonight. Timing just didn't work out, but hopefully in January.
Well, it's where it belongs. Really.
But it's started to help in other areas.
Oh, good.
It's a good point.
Like with the concrete thing. So
it's a
working with that staff has been really good, and I think it's helping out in other areas hopefully too.
Excellent. All right. Meeting schedule for 2022. Is this what we did last year?
Yes.
Just off by one day or whatever. Okay. Can I get a motion in a second to approve the meeting schedule for 2022?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the meeting schedule for 2022.
Dan and second?
I'll second.
Gene seconds.
And it seems like every other month works pretty good.
Yeah.
And then if there's, I like the fact that there's nothing really on the agenda. There's no reason for us to.
Yeah, and we can just always move it and,
right.
Like we did this time.
If we have
time.
To do a special meeting, we can come too. Right.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Monthly reports.
Couple of big things. Obviously, this weekend is our last special event of the year. So pretty excited about it. I think we put together a really nice holiday celebration here with 2 days of seeing Santa parades, fireworks runs. So we're very excited about it this weekend. And just all the events we've done. I mean, it's been a lot. I know it's been tough on staff to get these all up and going at the last second with COVID restrictions, but I think overall we did a really good job with it all.
All right, now, can I, off the record, don't break this down, Mark. So they're coming off and they asked us in Heartland to put the things on our trees.
Yeah.
You know,
They're not even going down to my house.
They're cutting off on what they
would. But we do come back.
They don't come down past us at all.
So. We cut through the front side and then we cut through the back side.
So we asked as part of the run just because it's.
We're skipping yours specifically.
You run past my house, so I put the damn lights on.
So,
froze my ass off. I appreciate that.
We're like, that's
like,
Dan.
Oh, they're gonna come down the map. Like, they don't even go past the house. They stop it. What's the name of the street over there?
At the end of the day, we got to make the course 3.1 miles. So we got to go.
Oh,
further.
No.
They can go around a couple times or something. Right?
So as part of the run, we asked, we reached out to the.
I know. I'm just trying to say.
The associations to help us to put lights up.
My hands are cold. I put the lights up. Then I put them up.
He is a senior.
Then I put them up there, and one light didn't work. One light. You know, I got to walk the kid down.
I know.
I got gloves. I had to put gloves on. Maybe.
I got companies that do that for you, Dan.
Jesus.
Oh, I don't have the money that you got, Scott.
Or the trucks.
Jesus Christ.
We are excited.
So after you're coming to Margaret.
We are. If anyone's interested in being a part of the parade, let me know. We could use some help if people want to drive a vehicle. We do have like kind of a Thanksgiving theme leading the parade.
Close out
at
Goodwill, or you do?
Is Purcell Santa sure. this year again?
No. He's not Santa.
No, he's not Santa.
We have someone else as Santa.
He did it before, right?
No.
Santa comes.
He likes the tree, but he doesn't. He's not Santa.
Why was I thinking that he was Santa? Maybe that was something else. Never mind. I'm just kidding.
The other big thing was, as part of this fiscal year budget, we were authorized to hire a new park maintenance employee, just with all the growing that we're doing. So
was Gary ever Santa? I feel one of our mayors were Santa.
So
okay. I'm gonna just let it go.
We did hire a new employee. He's coming from the Plainfield Park District. He's in there, and his name's Brandon Wolf. He starts on the Monday after
Thanksgiving.
So this is not a replacement. This is actually a new position.
Right.
In parks maintenance.
Technically, so, it puts us back as whole.
Yeah. So.
Which has been a few years. Huh?
Yeah. But I don't know if you guys have some other stuff.
No, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff going on. You know, like I said, the resurfacing of the basketball was a big issue. Just getting the material actually was a hard time, but the companies that are doing it out there are expensive, and they've, you know, kind of dropped to the wayside. So it was a good learning curve for us to do that. We did tear out a basketball, or a funnel ball out at Rice Park and put up a basketball hoop because someone requested it. And because the funnel ball is never getting used. So that was a small improvement we've made within the park systems. But just a lot of maintenance on our playgrounds. It's, you know, it's that time. You know?
Yep.
I think once the new playgrounds come in, we'll do it over the winter. We'll revamp both of those playgrounds over the winter months. So.
What was the lighting repair at the riverfront? Were they just not working? Or?
Just we had some wires go bad. In the conduit, so we had to dig it up and put in new wire, and that's the great thing about conduits, you can fix it, but it was under pavement, so we had to excavate the pavement to find the conduit and then pull new wire, but that's the great part about it, we were able to do it.
Okay, good.
So we do have a situation where they will be doing the island next year, Kirk. I saw you.
We're going to talk about that on the additional.
Has some questions.
Okay.
Recreation, just so you guys know, preschool, we're back up and running, so we have over 100 kids in person with us now, so that's just great to see that even after kind of our break that we had last year, the kids are back in and coming into class, and overall things have been going really well, maintaining healthy, happy children. So that's always nice to see that all our efforts are paying off, and it seems like my preschool kids especially are really happy to be back, so it's nice just to see that they've missed being there and that they're happy to be there with us again. This fall athletics exploded. I mean, I think we had our largest fall soccer league ever, so, and it ran very successfully, and Jake, after taking over with Tyler leaving for baseball and soccer, he did an excellent job of not only maintaining and filling the spots that Tyler, learning the sport and everything, but also handling the growth plus the COVID and everything else that we had going on. So he did an excellent job as well, just kind of taking that over and making sure that things went over really well. Special events, since then, we just kind of went full force, planned it in about 2-week time period for like the entire year. But they all went really well. I think the Flags of Valor, we had 140. That's the most flags we've had so far. So that's going to be a really nice check to send over to the Legion and just continue to grow on that partnership. The Rudolph Run that we have this year for the holiday celebration, that's a revamp from the Chili Chase. And we joined with the Knights of Columbus to help raise funds to give, just as like with their toy drive that they do specifically for families in need in Kendall County. So that's just great to partner with them and help some families specifically in Kendall County while also revamping a run that I think needed some fresh paint. So and we've got over 165 runners at this point.
Nice.
So luckily that revamp has been successful as well. So overall, we're moving forward. We're kind of hopefully putting COVID behind us and continuing to just provide as much as we can to the community.
Yeah.
And hopefully as we go into 2022, we'll be ready to roll. So I know I'm working with Tim on getting back to our special event schedule for next year. So He should be at full blown.
Get out of my pocket.
Come here.
Oh, that's right. Is there a phone on the wall right
here? They should have hung up by now. I mean, kind of.
I'm surprised you remember that song, Rusty.
I know what it is. I'm older than you think.
Jerry, I'll find you later.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You could have put him on speaker.
Did you see this at the
I couldn't get out of my pocket, okay?
We noticed
that. You know, I mean, that's
all right. Right?
I know.
I should have shut it off.
It's okay.
You're like the godfather.
I should shut it off.
That's all for us. We're just happy to kind of keep going. And we are, even as staff struggles that we have here and there, we are figuring it out and moving forward the best that we can.
Yeah. Well, I always hear really great things about the preschool, especially moms groups and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know. I always check those.
I know. I have a friend of mine that's in a couple. I'm like, let me know if you hear anything. So she does every once in a while because they don't let me in.
Well, and that's so too. If we continue this partnership and things go well with the school, like, I'm excited to hopefully revamp a little bit and kind of get some fresh paint to that as well. Same great program, but kind of give it some new names, some new looks and things like that too. So fun things to announce, hopefully, as we continue.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right, we have no need for executive session or anything?
No.
All right, additional business. Now, I'd like to talk about the bridge and also the band shell, if there's any updates on that.
So the bridge, Mark, I know you had talked to Amy about it. It's not really the bridge, it's the island. The bridge is fine. It's the island is when it was installed however many years ago. It was not installed properly. And so the sidewalk over there, it's eroded. And it's dangerous. I mean, you go over there, there's pieces of the sidewalk that have just gone missing.
Collapsed.
Yeah. So,
well, when did IDNR first come in to look at it?
So at least 2 years ago, they came in and realized, we had contacted them and said there's a problem here, because that's everything up to the river is city property. Everything over on Bass the River is the state. So they came in, they looked at it and said, yeah, this probably needs to be shut down.
How long ago was that?
It's been at least 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I know, you know, with COVID last year, that pretty much slowed everything down.
Sure.
Weren't we able, though, because I thought I remember maybe it was last year or the year before, you were able to go up on the bridge and look down, but you could not, we had the gate locked to go on the island.
The gate is on the end right at the park side.
Right. They don't need,
so you don't need to get to go on the bridge.
People were then jumping over.
That's
the whole, the state was like,
so for safety,
safety and liability issues, it was like, just keep everybody even off the bridge. Initially started with that. Then we moved.
And I know that when you ask when they are going to come in, they don't really give you times or dates. Have they given an ETA as far as that they'll be over?
I sent you guys an email this week. Basically, they had reached out to us. They've gotten all the permits approved. They're just kind of looking for the city to somewhat give a, hey, yes, this looks good. I know that'll probably go to some of the city council here. And then it's basically, from what they told us, they're hoping to go out to bid in February. However long that process takes, I have no idea. So.
Did they tell you the scope of what needs to be done? Like, do they have to come in and fill the rock and then more concrete? Like, how does it work?
I mean, it was detailed paperwork, Scott. Yeah.
It's in the spec, yeah. They don't get, it's spelled out. It's like a 140-page document. It's basically the document they sent us is going to be what they use to bid out the project.
Like an RFP or whatever, based on what the work needs to be done?
Yeah.
Can you kind of narrow it down what you think needs to be? Like, is it...
I think they're going to actually take off.
Do they have to dam the water to even be able to do it? Like, how does that work?
Potentially, yes.
Oh.
Because I'll be honest with you, I didn't peruse the whole thing, but I do believe, so like the island was built basically in a monolithic pour of concrete, right? Mm-hmm. Then they covered the island with riprap.
Right.
Then they poured sidewalk. Don't ask me why, I'm no engineer, but I would have just poured the whole island in concrete. And encase some boulders in that and have the sidewalk is all a part of that pour, and then you'd never have to, and then I wouldn't have covered the island with anything.
Right.
They did, and the issue is all that stone they put in there, they claim it was the wrong stone, that's why they washed out. So I think they're gonna scrape all that off.
Oh.
And start get down to the
like
monolithic.
Build a whole new thing.
And get down to the because the concrete will still be there. That's there, that's tied to the bedrock. But I think they're gonna scrape off all that loose fill on the top of it and put all new material on top of that. Okay. And
are you talking about just in the affected area or
the whole island?
The whole island. So what happens then with the bridge part of it? Like
the bridge part of it's fine because it's down to bedrock. So the concrete from there came up from the bedrock and all the way up to hold the bridge. That's not in question.
Oh.
It's the flat work, the sidewalk that they poured kind of that you walk, you know, to the ends of the island on, that was poured over the top of that over the top of that fill. The bridge itself was poured right in with the monolithic pour from the bedrock up. There's no layer that could come loose. Yeah. It's got rebar. It's not going anywhere.
Okay.
So the bridge is fine. Just the issue is
the island,
the way it was constructed to start with. Yeah. And then they are going to do some things on the park side as well. There's some issues with the sidewalk on our side as well that they're gonna look at.
Oh, like erosion underneath?
Erosion underneath, that some of it's cracked and broken inside of it, too.
Yeah, I saw that
yes.
when I was down there last.
So Pete Rados, the city inspector, and I went and took pictures in the yardstick, and we were holding it in places, showing how eroded it was, and we sent all that stuff to the state, and that's when they said, wow, you know, we got an issue here. You know, please shut the island down. And then they sent people from Springfield up here to look at it.
And that was about 2 years ago when they first did that.
I think it was longer than that. I think it was longer than that. I was just looking at
it. I know we've been talking about it for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was longer
than that. It's been at least 2 years.
Well, because remember when we went to Canoeacopia? It was open then. When was that? Was that 20...
Well, that was
COVID.
It's going back.
2012.
Before I had...
3 years ago.
It's been at least 2 years.
It's been more than 2 years.
It had to have been 20... It was before the T years, but... Because I came from Canoeacopia, and then I went and walked on that island, and there were two other guys that had just come from Madison as well. I remember we were talking about it. We're all standing on that island. So it was open back then.
Yeah. No, it's been 2 or 3 years since it's been closed.
Yeah.
I have to go back and look at pictures. And
yeah. I know, it's been so long, we don't even think about it anymore, but there have been people saying, how come I can't go out there?
Well, for sure. We get called all the time, too.
Yeah.
We have lunch and stuff, and one time we're there, every time we have lunch out there, I go with the guys out there, and people go right up, and they go up there. And
they want to go.
Yeah. Well, they go up, they go up the stairs, sure. And why is it closed?
Sure. Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it's a beautiful view from there. I mean, until you've seen it, it's just
a very pretty calm area there. It's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah. So, and at least I think the good news is at least there is a plan from
February.
The state side here. They have put permits together. They have put a plan together. I mean, there's been nothing for a while. So the fact that we're moving along, at least we're. Hopefully it'll be done.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know when you sent that email, I was like, well, that's the first we've heard in a while. So
yeah, well, I think COVID
at least a year.
And then so they're starting to get back up.
You guys did a great job behind there, too. All the trees and everything you're taking out there.
His staff deserves tremendous credit. If you haven't gone behind
it was Adam
where the boat launches, I mean, they cleaned that out. The wood area, it's all grass. It's amazing.
Not Adam.
Oh,
it was Adam Hernandez.
It's unbelievable what his staff did back there.
It really looks nice.
I think the only thing, really, from our standpoint, when they do come in to do the work on the island, is they are going to stage, and it looks like they're going to stage between the playground and the bridge, that area. It could affect some of our special events. It is what it is. We'll have to work around it to some extent.
Oh.
But they're going to have a staging location for an extended
period
of time.
Sure, they'll have to.
So, and that area is probably going to get pretty torn up for a while.
Their staging area, just so you know, from the playground basically to the concrete walk down to the that's right where it is.
So,
no, honestly, though,
that's not bad.
That's the cruddiest
people will just have to go around.
That's the cruddiest piece of ground there, and that's where we are having some issues where it's washing under the concrete.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know. At least
it just takes forever, though. You know what I mean? Like, when I say, it's because it'll be 2 years.
And
like
it's right in the middle of the park, too. So
yeah.
I don't think it'll be that long. I think they'll do this fairly quickly.
Can we all remember this conversation? I hope it's not, honestly. I just know how slow. Yeah.
Well, remember, last time you also worked on the dam, right?
Yeah,
I think it's going to be fairly quick. I mean, when I say quick, it's going to be months, but it's not going to be years.
So
let's hope, knock on wood, you're...
So that's something on ears. That. Gives you a little bit. Any other questions on it, Mark? Just a little.
Yeah.
After the meeting, maybe we could talk a little more.
Okay. He would probably know more than me.
Yeah.
He's been here since the whole project started.
Yeah. And then the band shell, do we have any update?
There's really no update from the organization.
Do we have a website for them that we could...
I think they might have a website. I'm not 100% sure. I thought I did see one at some point. I know they're still putting some pieces together. They're still trying to work with some other organizations to come on board. I know the city had a, at their city council meeting 2 weeks ago, there's a grant they're going for the downtown, and Ken may be able to speak about it a little bit more, but a downtown grant to do some economic development in the downtown area. And so part of that was, the band group was on the Zoom
call,
discussing about how they could be a part of this grant scenario too. So I know the city's working on some options to potentially have a more permanent music venue area, kind of like if you were at Margarita's and Mile at all. It wouldn't necessarily be over at Riverfront Park. It would be more behind the, in the East Alley, behind the businesses there.
Yeah.
And so that it would be more as economic development to assist those businesses. So I think that group would be interested in being a part of that. So I think it's kind of a lot of moving pieces right now as the city's working on this economic development grant and how they're going to come in maybe potentially as a part of that.
Yeah.
We don't know more about the grant until January.
Yeah. From the group, they have not, from my understanding, they have not moved forward in any way with like actual stage or raising funds or anything like that.
Ken, where's that grant through?
Oh, it's coming from the state.
Okay.
And I think they got money from the Fed, so.
Okay.
But I think the grant has to be turned in January. That's why we're pushing to get everything through in December so it gets submitted. And then we'll find out how it turns out. And it doesn't match, too. It's a matching grant.
So, and they're still working on the actual, like,
there's a lot of ideas.
Yeah, like it hasn't even been finalized, the city council, of what they're actually looking to move forward with. So hopefully in the next, like Ken says, by January, I think we'll have a better idea with that, where we're going with the band shell and stuff of that nature.
Yeah, well, I just, when I look up, when you Google it, like the last time we talked about it and they wrote in the Aurora Beacon was December 21st, 2020. So that's what I think when we had them all come out.
Yep.
Boyd and his group, and so that was kind of the last time, and I haven't really, I mean, every time we brought it up, you said that they haven't really, you know, come with any kind of proposal and or anything to the city or us.
No, there's just been some general meetings just to see where they're going, and I put them in touch with, like, the Yorkville Music Boosters. I did put them in touch with YPAC. Because both those organizations had shown a strong interest in having not just a music stage, but more of a performance stage, to where you could have the Yorkville Music Boosters come out and do performances through a variety of things, as well as YPAC. I know she's really passionate about wanting to get something here in Yorkville.
Yeah, that Emily is so nice.
Yeah, that they do a lot of their performances, their theater stuff. In other communities.
Yeah, I thought we would have like a little bit more so that during the winter we could kind of, you know, because I know we had to talk to, you know, the railroad and all kinds of stuff. So we don't even have a proposal.
Depending on where you put it at, there's a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah. But I was thinking, let's get the proposal together. Like, what were they thinking of how they wanted it to run?
Well, we would want to bury, to really help it down there, we need to bury the utilities on the backside of YPAC and Boyd's place, and so they could actually permanently put, like, stage area that's walking, you know, like a boardwalk.
Oh, on that end over there.
But you got to address the utilities that are under there. So, and then, depending on what you do there, I mean, you can shoot a bunch of money right there, so then that leaves you less to do.
I think the original plan
over by the action,
the Riverfront Park is kind of shifting.
It's going away from that.
Where it could potentially go more behind the rallies and all that, and
that's all parking back there. There's nowhere else to park.
Yeah, but it's not parking now. The last 2 years, it's been outdoor dining. And then if you go right behind
the law office,
he actually puts a little portable stage out there. That's what we did with Margarita's a Mile.
Okay.
And Scott and I have been talking to city officials.
You
saying,
have so much more room.
We could put a permanent.
So instead of doing it down by the Yak Shack and
so
changing the whole idea
of
alcohol and seating and food.
You're benefiting the businesses.
And space.
Is that you could have this stage to where then instead of worrying about alcohol licenses and food and all
being
those
down
issues,
by the river, because I thought that was why they wanted to do it down there is because of the ambiance of being on the river and the sound.
What about the big shelter? That's there. Just rip half of that big shelter down and you get the concrete base.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was like you would have the shelter and then go further.
You still
east.
Only have about 70 feet from that to the playground.
Is there enough room there for people that will attend a concert at the band show?
Well, now they're talking about not even doing it.
I mean, there could be. It's just all about how this grant's going to play out. And I don't think any of this is a given. I think it's all just in discussions. Really, I think.
Because I know there was a couple aldermen that wanted to actually spend the money and make some kind of better walkway under the bridge.
Yeah.
So,
but if you do that, all this money that we'd be getting, the grant, would be gone.
Yeah.
Just to, and then I don't even know if that would pave the whole, you know, I'm talking about, you know, the two side little walkways.
Yep, yep.
Underneath it, you have a nice walkway. But that would eat up all the money.
So there's that. There's a lot of things. And I mean, the city has been pretty busy with water discussions. So that's taken up a lot of time from the city standpoint and the new city hall and things like that. So
yeah, but this kind of came in on top of that.
Yes.
Fairly recently. This hasn't been in a plan for a long time. We had a plan for down there. But
no, it definitely, we talked, I mean, because they came here.
But they came in with a bunch
well,
of
he's
now.
Talking about the grant. His,
the grant,
oh, the grant.
Grant is real new.
Yeah, the band people came in like a year ago at this time. The band shell discussion, that was a year ago around this time.
Yeah.
Now, we're not putting any money into that, are we?
Nope.
As of right now, no. But if you get a part of this grant,
the grant's a matching grant.
Yeah, the city could be putting in funds.
It just seems to me then that would only be... It seems kind of helping those businesses out.
That's the point of the grant.
Actually, the grant wants you to.
Sure, those businesses are going to want it because they're right there and they're going to eat and they're going to drink and they're going to get it. What about the other businesses? What about people who don't eat and drink? Or you know what I'm talking about? I mean, it just seems like that's nice for those businesses. But what about
people that are not going?
Yeah, I mean, if I was a business, I'd go for it too. Sure, put the bench on right there, eat and drink, you need it to. Right there. I mean, it's helping their business out. It's not probably going to help the people across the street or anybody else. I don't know.
Well, I think it does help the entire downtown. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
When
you see something going on there, they're crossing the street to have dinner.
I think the more people you bring into downtown, it's going to help everybody within walking distance.
For sure.
I think it would be definitely a better spot for it, for sure.
Yeah.
The grant is based also, you got higher selling points for like putting up little shops and stuff too. So now,
really?
But you start putting buildings up, now it goes your money again there too. So it's kind of like we discussed.
What would
that
be the match for the city on that grant?
I think it's like if we did $7 million, it'd be like.
I can email you guys all the information.
So is it a 70-30 or something like that?
Something like that, I believe.
Okay.
And like I said, we don't know for sure the money until we put in for the grant.
Huh.
And then we'll get to see.
Are we going to apply for it then?
Originally we weren't because we thought it would be like $3 million, and then that changes everything, but when they come out with this extra money, that changed everything.
So then what are we going to do with
that? Did Purcell seem excited about it?
If they go there and
try
to plan.
He's always like, let's get more business down there.
Well, I think we should do it.
But he's against.
That's what I think, so too. Our own type of
match. The match is high.
You
want
to
get
more.
Yeah,
he could do probably up to 1.7 or something.
I know it doesn't have a lot of space.
Depends on what the percentage is.
Let's get the grant and then we'll go.
Yeah, but you have to be willing to do it before you say yes to buy the
shelter there. Yeah, but we can still make changes.
It would be the same. Especially with opening up that eastern half like we have.
Yeah.
So, Mark, I think on the band shell, it's still kind of a...
As you can see,
it's in a planning stage, basically, is where it's at.
It's
so.
A dream in progress, right?
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
It's definitely
so,
a want. We just
we'll keep working on it.
It
sounded to me like the key with this whole East Alley thing was moving the utilities.
That's,
well, yes.
That's,
I mean, you had to start, you got to do that before you can do anything else.
Yes.
He said it.
There's other ideas out there, too.
So, any other questions?
All right, well,
my idea was, and I suggested because I don't know how many of you guys have Metronet.
We don't
here?
Have it.
Well, someone in Yorkville did a commercial along the river,
yeah,
right?
I saw it.
You seen it?
Yeah, about the,
and then you see,
the vitamins.
And I was watching, I was excited, I thought, oh, this is great. And then they panned the camera over
to the grain
bins, and they rust, and I'm all...
Yeah.
I like the
rust. But that was
kind of
nice.
I
didn't take offense to that at all.
Well, I would like to just paint
it. I don't like the junk.
No, I thought it was nice because it's a folksy, rural
like
type of thing. I like it. It was a guy with his kid with a skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that
kids,
was
yeah.
You watch, obviously, Fox News. And I thought it was cool, though. It was for vitamins.
It comes through Metronet, that's how I got it.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice.
So, yeah, I just was a little disappointed when it flashed over in the rusty.
No, I didn't take offense at all because that's the way we are. I mean, that's nothing wrong.
We're all rusty.
We're not rusty.
No, but for people from Chicago or people that's
attractive to them. You, like a red bar.
Do you know how many people go down there and have their, and have pictures taken?
Oh yeah, no, I love that personally. Yeah. I've always loved. My husband hates them.
Go to Center River Park.
I love them. I like those old rusty barns because it looks like we live in like a rundown town. All right. Okay. So if we're done with that, do we have, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 7:24.
All right, Dan motion, second by Rusty. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, guys. Have a good holiday.
You're welcome.